The Ravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Good morning, everyone, to the ASN Coaches Show here from outside the Weem Radio Tower here at Pendleton Heights High School. I'm your host, Jacob Festmeyer, and alongside me is co-host Ian Stevens. We're joined this morning by varsity football coach Jed Richmond and coach Brandon Jesse. So Coach, Greenfield Central got off to a hot start from the jump, racking up 450 total yards on the run, only attempting a couple of passes, with one being picked off by Jake Aragot. What are you looking for in the next game against New Pal to try and shut out these run attacks?
Well, it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, we talked last night, Jake, about this, and this whole week's about us. This whole season's about us at this point. And there's no panic button today by any stretch. It's no different than any other week. We did some really good things last night, and you know, after evaluating the film and everything, there's an awful lot of positives. It sure as heck didn't feel like that at times, but you know, we got guys making plays, and we got guys that need to correct things, and coaches that need to correct things, and we're going to get them corrected. We're going to focus on us, and we're going to get better this week.
For the Arabians on offense, Quinn DeVault got his name out there on the runs. A little under 80 rushing yards with a few explosive runs to build up a little confidence for Pendleton Heights. Nick Trout and Dresden Roberts also each got a carry. What's it like seeing guys like Quinn take advantage of the carries he was getting on offense?
Well, you know, you root for guys like that, you know, and that's kind of this team right now. You got different guys stepping up in different ways, and you know, I watch these guys year-round work hard. I mean, that's the thing, you know. The fans get to see them, you know, how many ever games a year, right? And I have the luxury of watching these guys day-to-day work their butts off and really pour into this program. And, you know, that's the stuff that's the stuff you're really proud of. And I thought Jared Hess came in. He got a touch. You know, he's doing a good job on special teams. He had an unbelievable week this week. You know, there's a whole slew of guys. You know, Sam Wright, there's a bunch of guys that didn't play, did an absolutely phenomenal job replicating their offense, did an outstanding job all week. So I was really proud of a lot of kids this week.
Luke Candiano and this Arabian offense had a struggle to get things going here in the first, but revved up the engines there in that second half. Marvin Jones and Reese Reddington were able to pull in a couple touchdown passes. Not just the offense, but the defense forced multiple fumbles, and then that one Dresden Roberts got the fumble recovery where he returned it to the house to put the Arabians on the board. How did your team come out with a new sense of energy in that second half to score 20 unanswered points?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think we were a little shocked. You know, I mean, my impression of the first half is maybe we underestimated Greenfield, or maybe we overestimated us. Confidence is a good thing, but it's a two-way street, you know. And, you know, they weren't real energetic before the game warming up, which generally the team that wins the warm-up doesn't win the game, you know. So it was misleading. And I think, you know, we felt good about where we were at, but you know, it's the old Mike Tyson quote, right? Coach Huth uses it all the time. Everybody's got a plan until you're punched in the face. And they punched us right in the face, and we didn't respond very well at all. And they deserve credit for that. So it's a physical game, as you well know, and they took it to us in that first half. And really, it was just a matter of assignment football on both sides of the ball, you know. And it's not like we were trying to do anything elaborate, but we didn't execute very well. In any phase, you know, in the first half. So I think everybody just kind of calmed down, processed individually, and then carried out their position and their job best they could.
The Arabians were able to recover three fumbles off the Cougars' handoff errors, as well as mentioned earlier, an interception, one of the lone passes of the game. Mm-hmm. What was it like seeing the team force some turnovers on a fast-paced, run-heavy Greenfield Central offense?
Well, you know, they put the ball on the ground multiple times when we didn't get it. And, you know, I didn't see a lot of loafs on defense. You know, we challenged everybody at halftime to play harder. And I think we were playing hard in that first half. We can always, in some spots, do a little more. But, you know, it's all about the start, you know, and we – you know, we can't spot people 27 points and expect to win games. So, you know, to everybody's credit, we had a chance. And you know, that never say die mentality is it's the attitude of a winner, and I feel like we are winners. So we got to focus on the little things, as monotonous as they are. You know, our stance, our start, you know, our hands and our feet and our blocking and our tackling, and you know, our base offense and defense. It all comes back to that stuff. And I'm sure Neupel's talking the same thing. I'm sure somebody in Neupel's listening to this radio show today. I'm sure they have reconnaissance. I mean, they're the best 1-3 team in America right now. So everybody just needs to take a deep breath because they are really, really good. And I think we got a chance to be really good too. So I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but it just led me right into it. So I'm stealing your thunder maybe a little bit. But we're a pretty good team when we want to be. So we got to want to be all the time, and we got to be on all the time.
Coach, what are some more improvements that you were looking to see, and what needs to be left behind before this team hits the road to play Neupel?
Well, I'd like to just bury the film this morning right here with you guys, but we got to watch it, and we got to digest it and learn from it. It is not pretty, but there are a lot of positives, and when we decide that we want to do what we're supposed to do and do it with an urgency and an energy, we're a dangerous football team. When we talk ourselves out of doing the right thing, when we make excuses for ourselves, then we get in trouble. I think that's a life lesson. You know, if you want to take the easy road, well, that's what the average do, okay? And Neupel doesn't take the easy road. They don't take the easy road at all. And that's a championship caliber program, and that's what we're aspiring to be. So we got to always, I think the thing to take from this is, you know, the road less traveled is the one we need to take right now. And that's the one that takes courage, it takes energy, and it takes every effort you have.
What other lessons have you learned from last night's game that you plan to evaluate before playing next week?
To trust yourself. You know, I mean, I believe in these kids more than ever right now, this morning. I believed in them last night when it was 27-0, more than ever. I'm not going to waver, and they didn't waver, and these coaches didn't waver, and the stands were full the whole game. Nobody tapped out on us, and I think there's power in that, and I think there's something to build from that.
What did you say about that offense in that fourth quarter? They struggled all throughout the game, but finally that fourth quarter, they looked to see as if they had a click going on, able to move the ball a lot more than they had throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, guys made plays. You know, it starts with number three. You know, Luke did a nice job all night, but he was beat up coming in, and you never knew it. And, you know, I thought Quinn was a spark, no question. I thought Sam Mossany was a spark at times. All those guys up front, you know, there just wasn't the consistency throughout the four quarters. So Marvin Jones obviously was all over the place. You know, Reese Reddington all over the place. You know, the different guys rotating in at backs. We're trying to find that spark, and I think collectively everybody, you know, special teams really is what ignited everything. You know, you got to really give Dom some credit. And Jay Seiko came in, man. Jay Seiko came in at safety, caused a turnover, and then he was all over special teams. So I was really proud of that kid. Great attitude, you know. And he, you know what, though? I'm not surprised because, and you know, on scout defense this week, he was a pain in the butt all week long. I mean, he did a great job all week long. So Jalen Seiko deserves a lot of credit there in that second half. So,
coming up next, Coach Mitchman will stay with us for the next segment. We'll talk about last year's football alumni plus a next game preview. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The PHHS Theater Department is very happy to be performing again live. The Pendleton Heights High School Pendleton Players proudly presents the comedy Puffs. For seven increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. Saturday, September 25th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, September 26th at 1:30 p.m. For 7 years, a certain wizard boy went to a certain wizard school and conquered evil. But this is not his story, but the story of the Puffs, who just happened to be there too. A story for anyone who has never been destined to save the world. Tickets and other information can be found at PendletonPlayers.com. That's PendletonPlayers.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. For this segment. Coach, some of these last year's football alumni made their college debuts earlier this month. Coach, who were some of the seniors on last year's team who are continuing their football careers over in college?
Sure. Well, you know, it's awesome. Last week I saw DeMarco Cooley and Braden Duncan. Both of those guys are up at Trine. Connor Huffman doing a great job at Anderson. I think Coach Rock is real close to turning it around there. You know, it's tough to go in and rebuild a Division III program, but Coach Rock up at Anderson's doing a great job, and he has Connor Huffman and Caden McLean also there. Luke Bay's doing a really good job up at Indiana Wesleyan. Evan McMillan made the travel squad at Taylor University. Had a pick in their inter-squad scrimmage and really doing some good things. Tristan Spinks, class of 2019, he transferred to Taylor, so he is also there playing alongside Evan on the offensive side at receiver. Aaron Candiano, they played Butler today. He's still at DePaul, class of 2018. We got a handful of guys at Wabash, excited about their opportunity. You know, Camden Early, Joe Rios, Andrew Jamison, class of 2018, is a long snapper, still over at Wabash. I feel like I'm forgetting guys, you know. It's awesome to have this many guys off and playing, you know, and I'm just really proud of them, and they're really representing our program. Eli Pankel, of course, is still at Duke. Benji Coons, a lot of people may not know. I mean, Benji's a walk-on at Purdue, on the travel squad, on the dress squad, doing a great job over there. Really, really proud of that kid. And then, of course, we got a couple guys at UIndy, Christian Conkling still, and Cade Campbell, really doing a good job representing down there. So, I feel like I might be forgetting some guys, but those are guys right now, you know, and we keep tabs on these guys, and they really are. They're going to do great things well beyond the football field, you know. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know. I was walking through the locker room today, and a lot of people would walk in there and feel like it stinks, maybe, but I think it smells like potential. You know, you walk through there, and I feel that way about this week, and I feel that way about kids wanting to accomplish their dreams. And we still got a lot of things ahead of us this season and long term. So I'm real fired up and excited to be here today. The sun just came out. You know, I mean, it's a little cool out here. It feels like fall, you know. It's awesome.
Coach, how else does it feel just to see kids you've coached for their whole varsity careers just playing college ball?
I mean, it's awesome to see kids accomplish their dreams, whether they're playing football or not. I mean, that we're in the kid business. I mean, that's the whole point of doing this. You know, if you're not in it for kids, you shouldn't be teaching. And you know, it's all about them. And we're going to push them in every way and hold them accountable in every way. And you know, it's just it's very rewarding, but it's also it's one of those things that not everybody goes on and plays. But I'm gonna tell you, anybody that's part of this program is gonna be on. They're gonna go on and be great citizens. They're gonna be great dads if they want to be. They're gonna be great husbands, employees. You know, it's not what you get for playing; it's what you become because you play. And that sounds very cliche, but that's how we live, and that's what we expect. And a lot of great representatives doing that.
In the past 3 years, you've coached four All-State football players. How does it feel just knowing those players that you were coaching at the time were some of the best players in the state?
You know, I've been very blessed in my career. Sometimes you take some things for granted. And you know, you mentioned the four All-State guys here, and you know, I've been blessed to coach Mr. Football, and I've been, you know, you go back in your career, and there's all those guys that obviously reach those high potential spots, right? You know, I mean, it's great to have a Eli Pankel at Duke, but then there's so many other guys that have gone on to run their own businesses and to be, you know, I mean, that's a great thing. I got a call 2 weeks ago. Kid had his, you know, former player had a kid, you know, and that stuff's as powerful as anything. So while it's great for our program, for kids to get the accolades, and they're very deserving, there's a lot of things to be proud of when you're a coach and a teacher, and sometimes that gets lost you know, in the pressures of running a program. But I think we try to keep our balance and keep our perspective all the time. And we got great kids here at South Madison. Coach Buck always said that, you know, and it always sounded like just part of his daily or yearly speech, but it's true. This place is second to none, and I believe in our community, and I believe in the kids that we're coaching, and they're going places.
As we take a preview into this next week's game here against New Pal, last year a very defensive battle, 13-3 finish. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take this week in practice to be able to close that deficit and be able to come out on top next week?
Well, I think you got to have you got to have the right mindset. You know, you got to want to grow. You got to want to be coached. You got to trust. And that's always the starting point. I mean, if we're 4-0 right now, I'm telling you the same thing. You got to want to be coached. And it can't be somebody else's fault. There's got to be accountability. And you have to understand the why. And, you know, it all starts there. And, you know, I said this last night, and I said it again this morning. I mean, we got to worry about us more than New Pal right now. And if we fix us, then we got a chance to compete with them. But if we don't fix some of the things that we did wrong last night, none of it matters. So,
Coach, not just New Pal, but Mount Vernon and Delta are also creeping up on the schedule. Mm-hmm. What are some points of emphasis for your team and what lies ahead?
Yeah, today. Focus on today. I mean, everybody knows Mount Vernon's undefeated now. Everybody knows they won 42. I mean, we're watching the New Pal film this morning, and they played Mount Vernon. So it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get distracted on, you know, that Yorktown beat Delta last night. It's easy to get distracted that Shelbyville won a game. None of that matters. You know, you gotta focus on today, and that's truly the process we try to follow, you know. And that's the thing we talked about at halftime last night, to be honest. Nothing else really matters. You got to focus on right now, and you got to focus on the situation right in front of you, play by play, and then you got a chance.
With New Pal being one of the state title contending teams, what benefit does this give you heading into the postseason later on playing a team of this caliber?
I think our season has set us up for that. I mean, we played close games every week. It's not just the New Pal. I think our schedule in general prepares us for it. So, you know, it doesn't matter when or where. I mean, iron sharpens iron is the mindset, and playing the best is going to help you. But it really only helps you if you allow it to, and if you're coachable and you really hone in on what you need to do to compete against them at that level. And we're there. We just got to make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it.
That question right there will wrap up the second segment. Thank you, Coach Richman, for joining us on
Thank
this
you.
Fine Saturday morning. So when we return, offensive coach Brandon Jesse will join us with the third and final segment. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Everyone needs a passion.
Young people, especially.
That's one of the reasons why high school sports are so powerful.
Because they give student-athletes purpose, something to be passionate about. I'm Sandra Walter.
And I'm Robert Falcons. We're both assistant commissioners for the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
And we're passionate about preserving the purity of high school sports.
They're the purest form of sport left. They're played on a level playing field.
And they're played for school and community pride.
They promote sportsmanship and build character.
And this year, we are thrilled to welcome back our passionate fans.
So buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and experience the passion and the purity of high school sports.
The athletes and schools deserve your support.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the WEEM staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. p.m. Joining us for the third and final segment is offensive coach Brandon Jesse. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So your high school days began over at Newcastle High School. So what landed you a job here at Pendleton?
I had student taught at Muncie South and finished my degree at Ball State and helped out for a year at Newcastle. And then got a job here at Pendleton and been here ever since, 15 years.
Back over at Newcastle, you were an all-state lineman back in high school. What grit and determination did that take?
We weren't very good, I enjoyed the game of football. I enjoyed playing with my teammates. And I don't know, that's just something my dad raised me with, is to have that grit, determination, and take it on the field every Friday.
How long have you been a coach here at Pendleton Heights?
This is my 14th year.
Have you coached at any other schools, or is Pendleton the only place you've coached?
Been here the whole time.
What do you love about coaching these kids during the football season, you know, such as offense?
Just being around them, coaching them, their coachability. This group of kids is they listen, they give me effort, and you can't ask for anything more as a coach. And that's just enjoyable to watch them grow and get better and better every week.
What have you liked about working with Coach Richmond during your tenure here at Pendleton Heights?
Coach Richmond, this is my sixth year coaching with him. He has made me a better coach. Just watching his passion for the kids and the game of football, and the stuff that the offense that he runs and has taught me, and being able to go listen to some of the coaches he's learned from, had really a big impact on my coaching career and what I learned about the game.
As you're primarily a lineman coach here at Pembroke Knights, what have you seen on the offensive line this year, all the way from week one until last night?
Week one, we came out and we fought against the Mississippi team that was really tough up front. And I thought we battled just as well as they did and came out with that win. Had a little setback at Anderson a little bit, but we fought through it and got the win. Against Newcastle, we came back, rushed for 300 yards, which is always a goal of ours, to get those rushing yards up there. And then last night just wasn't we struggled there the first half. But, again, came together in that second half, put that first half behind us, and we grew in that second half, which was good to see. And that's just what we need to build on going into this next week.
As a lineman coach, what is the difference that the linemen have to deal with, and as you could say, maybe skill players?
It's a little different. We call ourselves skill players too. We're not just linemen. We're big skill. It's you're not out in space. You're working in a small area, but takes all six, sometimes seven, counting the tight ends, to get that job done up front and the communication, and just to get the job done in the trenches.
What have been some of your favorite memories as a coach here at Pendleton Heights?
So many of them. With Coach Broughton, obviously the couple of good memories are those two sectional wins that we had, and then those were probably the two best memories so far.
Tracing back a little bit, back over to Newcastle once again, what were some of your favorite memories as a player?
Well, like I said, we were not very good. So my first year, or my senior year, we won one game my senior year, so against the Logansport Berries. So I'd say that would probably be my greatest memory there, is that we winning that one game that senior year.
What are some of your goals and expectations for this Arabian team as you're nearly at the halfway mark of your season?
Just to see us continue to grow and not be stale, like just continue to grow each week. And I think if we do that, I think we'll reach our goals, and I see potential in all of us. And I think this team wants to be good. I think they have the fight in them to be good. And I think their coachability will let them be good. So just to see us continue to grow week by week.
After your linemen, you lost three senior linemen last year. How do you think the underclassmen or new to Friday Night Lights guys have stepped up and filled those roles on the front line?
I think they filled those roles pretty well. I know Sam Mossen, had some time last year, and Derek Lauder had time. But Ian Stevens, you, yourself, you've got a little time last year, but you've stepped in there. We got Will Logan on the, as a tackle. Is just didn't have had a tough game last night, but he stuck in there and continues to be coachable, and he grew that second half and got better. And then we have Reese Schnepp, a sophomore center. Knows he has got some growing coaching to take, and but those guys being coachable will allow them to get to their goals, and we're gonna be just fine.
What kind of a preview do you see these linemen getting against the Newpal Dragons next Friday?
As we know, Newpal's they're good. We want to be good, and we want to play the best. So, good competition, like Coach says, iron sharpens iron, and I think our guys are up for the test. I think we'll be ready for them, and I'm excited for that challenge.
Now, this is a question from last segment over to Coach Richmond, but we're going to go ahead and ask you this one. What's it like just seeing guys you've coached, you know, for your past 14 years go on to graduate and play college ball?
Like Coach said, we're in the kid business, and we're here to see kids be successful not only in the field but more importantly in life. And I got to see Ben Coons last weekend. I went to the game, and he was on the sideline at Purdue, and just to see the kids live out their dreams. I know that was one of his dreams, was to play football at Purdue, and he's not the only one. There's all the kids the coach mentioned, and just seeing them live their dreams out is, and then continuing to keep those relationships with them is a big part of my life too.
What is the point of emphasis, not only up front, but on your perspective of the offense in this week against Newpal?
I think we just need to, like Coach said, focus on ourselves, continue to get better at our base stuff, and they'll take us where we want to be.
That will be all we have for this morning's show. We appreciate everybody tuning in here to the Coach's Show. Just a special thank you to Coach Brandon Jesse for spending his Saturday morning with us, as today is the 20th Remembrance year of 9/11. Just take a moment today to reflect on all of those who lost their lives and sacrificed their lives for others on that day. But we want to make sure you guys are tuned in next Saturday morning back here 8:30 to 9 a.m. for week 5, the ASN Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. But for Jacob Festmeyer, I'm Ian Stevens, and we're going to be signing off.